Okay, hello. I forgot to unmute me.
Hi.
Welcome to Bandwagon here. I'm Rick, your host. I'm here with Eric.
Hello,
your co-host. And I'm also here with Carlos.
Hey.
That's him.
Carlos hasn't moved out
of
his
chair.
Did
you just, I was just listening to like Born in the USA. Did he just say, go kill the yellow man?
Yeah.
Is he being racist in that song?
Let's not get too into it. It's Bruce Springsteen. He can do what he wants.
I didn't know
he was born in the USA, Carlos. God damn it.
All right.
That song is Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
We paid 20 grand to use that song, by the way.
We did.
In case Bruce Springsteen wants to sue us.
20 grand in gerbils.
We paid a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they overcharged.
I think so, too.
I actually don't know if we can get in trouble for using clips from Amazon.
I don't think so, yeah.
I don't think we can. Carlos is packing up a pipe.
Of tobacco.
Oh, sure. It's tobacco. And Eric is... What's Eric doing?
I have a pipe in my hand, and I'm also drinking a beer.
Oh, you're...
Because I'm an advocate for children.
You're fucking...
He's also looking
you're a man.
He's also probably looking at porn on the internet.
I'm looking at porn and also looking at steaks, too. Because I'm a full red-blooded American.
Steak porn. That's real man stuff.
That's fucking...
That's what you get with having multiple tabs open at the same time.
That's too much multitasking. Carlos, what have you been listening to this week?
I've been listening to a lot of classic rock lately, and especially this week. Let's see. Right now, I usually listen to Pandora.
Okay.
And my playlist is based around America, the band.
Right.
Not America, the country as a theme, but
Give us a song to play for you, a little tidbit.
Well, let's see. We already have the outro song, so let's go with something from Gary Rafferty. Let's go with drawing a blank here. Can't believe I'm drawing a blank. Just look up Gary Rafferty, and we'll just go with one of his.
How about
songs.
Baker Street?
Oh, I love that song.
There you go. Here's something from Gary Rafferty. Oh, I know this song.
Oh, yeah.
It's recognizable.
This is a great song. Like, I remember hearing this as a kid. And like,
yeah.
Oh. So,
I will give anybody in this room, even though I don't have it, $50 if you know who's playing the saxophone on this song.
Is it Kenny G?
Nope.
Well, that's all I know about saxophone players. I don't know. Carlos, do you know? You better take a guess. It's $50.
Oh, boy. I don't know. Bruce Springsteen.
Negative.
Who was it?
Eddie Money.
Oh, Eddie Money.
Come on. This is
I guess Eddie
show.
Money. Can you give me $50?
No.
$50 of Eddie Money?
Nope. Yeah, I can give you $50 of Eddie Money. Let me draw one on one of our note cards here.
Excellent. As long as it's not being used for fucking Angry Cat.
I like Angry Cat.
I like Angry Cat too, but Casey hates Angry Cat.
That's because usually Angry Cat is about Casey.
But yeah.
Yeah.
That song, but I already forgot the name of the song. But,
you almost lit yourself on fire just now.
Yes, I did.
You had an issue.
But the Gary Rafferty song, who's
Baker Street.
Baker Street, yeah.
Yes.
Foo Fighters actually did a cover of it.
Did they?
Instead of a saxophone, it was guitar. And it was actually really great. I really like that cover. Unfortunately, I can never find it on iTunes, so I don't have a copy of it. But I don't know what I have to do. To find a copy. Maybe I have to sell my firstborn child or something like that.
Amazon doesn't know how to figure it out either.
You'd have to probably do a YouTube search.
Yeah.
It'd probably be a kind of, but it's a great song, their cover. Like, it's the same thing, basically. But
was that on that one DVD movie that they came out with?
No. This is an older one. It was a bonus track on one of their CDs.
Okay.
Which is, for some reason, not available on iTunes. So.
Nice. Of course not.
Which is too bad, because, like, before I was listening to classic rock on Pandora, probably, like, a couple years ago, like, this song came on with the Foo Fighters, like, oh, this sounds a lot really familiar. I was like, what? Foo Fighters? Foo Fighters were not playing songs like this way back then. Like, this is, like, I'm thinking about, like, 94 or whatever was, like, when I first heard Gary Rafferty's version. It's like, I'm pretty sure Foo Fighters did not play that version. But I eventually did find out that, yeah, it was a cover of Gary Rafferty's song. So I was able to rediscover a great classic by listening to the Foo Fighters.
Sort of like the Johnny Cash Hurt thing.
Yeah.
Where everyone thinks that's his song.
Well, yeah.
This is different, though, because like the Foo Fighters, it's just a one track that was a little hard to find.
Right. Okay.
Compared to like Hurt, where Johnny Cash is, which is a great song, his cover. Oh, yeah. I like it way better than the Nine Inch Nails.
Nine Inch Nails gave him that song. They were like, he did it way better than we did.
Yeah. And he did do it really well. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. It's
amazing.
I like it. It was one of the lines was, "I wear this crown of shit." Was one of the Nine Inch Nails. So, like, he changed it to.
Well, because he's not a swear. He doesn't.
He changed it. I wear this crown of thorns. Like, actually, that kind of makes a lot more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's. His version was a lot better with just the guitar. And
beautiful. It's haunting.
Well, yeah, and his voice works really well with it.
Also, Rusty Chains, that was another one that he did. Well, that was... who did that one? That was... the original version was... drawing a blank.
That's a good question.
But Rusty Chains was another one that he covered. That was great, too. I'm gonna break my rusty cage.
Oh yeah, yeah. That's Alice in Chains.
Oh yeah, Alice in Chains.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Cool.
So you've been listening to classic rock, Eric. What have you been listening to?
Well, just like Carlos, me and my dad have been. Well, my dad is a big fan of Neil Young, and Neil Young recently has a Kickstarter going out for an iPod alternative that actually recreates like high fidelity music. Instead of just being like a bad transition off like iTunes. Like iTunes music, if you're an audiophile, is not very good. Like the quality is not very good.
Oh, yeah.
And he's got this thing called, it's called the Pono. And within their first 2 days, he raised $2.5 million on Kickstarter to fund this thing.
That's interesting.
His original goal was $800,000, and he's on $2.5 million.
Huh.
So I've been listening to a good amount of Neil Young just for my support of him. Because I like him. He's always been one of my favorite musicians, and me and my dad have been throwing out albums back and forth on Amazon and shit. So
I do think it's pretty cool. Like if you buy an album off a Bandcamp, they give you like multiple formats you can choose to download.
Yeah, yeah. That's what he wants to do with his thing. It's gonna, you know, it's gonna be its own source for music, and they're gonna have all the different kinds of fidelity that you can get out of it, you know?
That's a good idea. Honestly, I should
go look around on Bandcamp more often, because I come across like cool stuff that's on Bandcamp. Like this is a little nerdy, but the Street Fight rock opera.
That's a fucking good tune, isn't it?
I'm gonna play really one cool of my song. Favorite songs by Neil Young.
Oh yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I love this song so much.
We were just talking about this.
Yeah. I like anything by Neil Young, but it's so good.
I think he's the best thing to come out of Canada.
Oh, yeah. It was pretty good. It's a great song. And I didn't know he was from Canada until... it's actually pretty cool that... Honestly, I usually, when I'm at work, I just switch my phone on to, like, Pandora and, like, use the internet there to listen to all night. The live performances will pop up, and including, like, Neil Young was a bunch of his songs were live performances. And mm-hmm. So he talked before his, like, performances. So I learned things like, oh, like, he was from Canada, or, like, how Old Man's not based on... I heard the Red Light Kink version, and I just assumed, like, maybe the lyrics are really similar. But no, it's actually, like, he's talking about, like, a ranch hand that is on, like, he bought a ranch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not talking about his dad.
No, yeah.
Like a lot of people think.
Oh, no. There was the Red Light Kinks, though, they did a cover. Like, he gave them permission. Like, no, like, a lot of people had asked before, but, like, they were the first one that he, like, actually gave permission to do a cover of it.
Sure.
It was pretty cool because like their song, like it actually is about the dead, but it's a great song. Their cover is also great.
Yeah,
probably not as great as his original version, but
speaking of a great Neil Young cover, Rockin' in the Free World that Pearl Jam did with him at like the 92 MTV Video Music Awards, that live performance they did, it was fucking phenomenal.
Yeah,
that was so cool.
Well, obviously. Amazon doesn't have it, but I will definitely do.
I think
do.
you could easily find it on YouTube, I'm sure, because it's just a masterful live performance.
I'm sure I could. I'm going to play Neil Young's version, but...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's very good.
I'm drawing a blank. I'm sure I've heard it before.
Yeah, oh, you've heard it.
Yeah, it's a good song.
jamming.
We're just jamming out over here.
I've actually never heard this one before.
You've never heard this song?
Sucks, really.
Really? Well, Carlos, we've just expanded your life.
You know what's another song that pops up, or another artist that shows up every once in a while on my playlist is Gordon Lightfoot, whose name, by the way, sounds like he's a hobbit. But but he of course did The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald, which is a great song. Everybody's heard that amazing song, but also he did a Sundown, which is another song that I heard as a kid. Like, I didn't even know, I hadn't heard it in like years and years. All of a sudden it came up on my playlist, like, what is this?
I'm going to play it. I'm going to play it.
I was thinking the other night, go ahead and play it. Yeah, see, it's a great song.
Yeah. Good.
Yeah.
But as I was saying, I guess we really haven't covered the fact that Bandwagon is getting 86th.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was going to bring that up. Yeah, we are canceling Bandwagon. This will be our last episode. For the fans, we don't have Brandon with us anymore with Blind Ninja Studios, and we're kind of struggling to figure out what we should do with Bandwagon, so we're just going to close it down, and we're going to go back to Soundwave. We're going to bring that back to life, and Matt's supposed to be back to take over Soundwave. Is it June?
I'm not too sure.
I don't want to give false hope, but it's this summer sometime Matt will be back. And he'll be taking over Soundwave, so we're just going to flop over there and bring back Soundwave so it's nice and warmed up for Matt when he comes back. Right. And
bring a little more structure to it. And
yeah, these last 2 weeks with Bandwagon have been kind of transition where we have a lot of stuff going on with figuring out what we're going to do with it. And so we haven't been super prepared.
Really just
coming in.
Me and Rick have just trying to been filling the airspace
right.
with our ramblings.
And so
and
we're
Stew in the Wild Man.
Yeah. So we're closing it down for any listeners. If you're upset,
don't be upset.
But you don't need to worry because we're just flipping on over to Soundwave.
If anything, Matt should be upset because he made a logo for us. For Bandwagon.
Matt didn't make
no,
that.
No, Matt didn't make
it. Wasn't
I made that logo.
Oh, you did?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Well, then Eric should be upset.
No, I'm not upset. Honestly, like, I wasn't around for Soundwave, and I don't know what it's about.
It's about music.
Yeah, that's the way I see it. Like, it's not... The name of the show is just going to change, and we're kind of getting...
Right, we're
not
basically...
Not to get your hopes up, though, it's not about the best Transformer ever.
No.
Well,
no.
Second best.
Second best. Because everybody knows Starscream's the best.
I know, right?
Well, we can debate that another time. But we are switching back over to Soundwave, so you're not going to be without a music show. We're still going to be putting out a music show. I'm not sure if we're going to get to next week's episode or... Well, if you're listening to this on Monday when it releases, we won't have an episode this Thursday of Soundwave, but we will be coming back hopefully the next week, but we can't promise.
We'll figure it out.
Because we're going to sit down and format it between me and Eric, and obviously we should probably talk to Matt about it too.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And then we're going to relaunch that, and Bandwagon is going to be canceled. And it's not going on hiatus. We're getting rid of it for now.
Yeah.
For sure.
We were just kind of left high and dry and not too sure where we should go. So we were just like, well, the last couple shows, we can just freeform and discuss.
Yeah, it's been a little bit of figuring out what we're going to do with it. And we've come to the conclusion that we're going to close it down.
Can't do something like Twitch Plays Bandwagon. That's not going to work in this case.
No. Right, no. Exactly.
It will be just a bunch of noise if we try to do something like that.
Everybody chooses Rick Roll for the next song.
That would actually probably happen.
Just a bunch of Rick Rolls.
If you let the internet decide what you're going to hear, it would be just constant Rick Roll.
Yeah.
Which reminds me, Rick Astley, I've been listening to that, so why don't you go ahead and play?
Have you been listening to Rick Astley?
What else has he done? Like, what else has he done?
Not a whole lot. Doesn't matter. Not a whole lot. So why don't we just go ahead and Rick Roll our entire audience right now? Because, I mean, that white boy's got some dance moves. Ha ha!
Love it.
Did he use his newfound popularity to try to make a comeback or anything? I know he like played in the there was like a big Thanksgiving parade he played in, which is actually pretty awesome.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Yeah, but it's Rickroll the whole city of New York City. I mean, how often do you get to do that?
It's, I don't know if it's really popularity. It's more like, look at this fucking guy.
It's a meme.
What did you just say?
A meme. It's a meme.
You mean a meme.
I'll never say it right.
God damn it, Carlos.
Carlos once said meme, and I was like, what?
I was joking in that case.
I think Carlos was joking because I told a story about
a guy. Or maybe I was talking about the Drew Carey show. I don't know.
No, I told a story about a guy. I remember when you did that. I told a story about a guy I went to college with who said meme.
So cute.
And that one was way worse than mem.
I mean, at least mem, that's like you're trying, but like meme, it's like you're way off base.
Trying, just not trying very hard.
So I'm going to talk about what I've been listening to.
Okay, right. What have you been listening to, Rick?
I've been listening to a lot of some people with my same ethnicity.
White people.
No.
Armenian.
The other half.
System of a Down.
I've been listening to a lot of System of a Down.
Did not know they were Armenian.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, all of them.
Yeah, they're all
Armenian.
Classically trained Armenian opera singers.
This is one of my favorites by System of a Down. It's called Prison Song. I love this song.
I buy my crack and I smack my bitch right here in Hollywood.
I'm gonna mute you.
Please don't. I love System.
I love it.
Will you do me a favor, since I love System of a Down so much too? Will you play Sugar? Because I just love that song, and I want to hear that.
I sure will play Sugar. I love
that
song
deep
too.
Grounding fucking, oh, I love it. So cool.
It is great. I do love Sugar.
I remember way back when wrestling was, yeah, there you go. That shit just makes me want to punch people in the face.
Yo, I do listen to it. You know, when I'm not listening to rock operas or classic rock, I do actually listen to other things. Like, there's a band I listen to. I only listen to one album of theirs. Called this band called Falling Reverse. The album is The Drug in Me Is You. I don't know if they have any other ones, but for example, let's go with Raised by Wolves. That's a good one.
All right, before we do that, I'm going to play one more System of a Down, and it's another one that I really love.
Is it a popular one that maybe I've heard before?
Perhaps. It's called Lonely Day. Such a lonely day. Shouldn't
exist. I've never heard this before, but I do like this.
It's really good, yeah. It's kind of a sad one, but it's about a lonely day.
Yep.
It's actually, when you listen to the words, it's not necessarily so sad, though.
No, it's just, it's kind of a lonely day.
Yeah. It's always just... I can imagine like Serge and Darren Machiavellian or whatever his last name is.
He's like
sitting in his room and it's raining and there's nothing for him to do.
His name's Serge.
Yeah, Serge Tankian.
Is he named after the best soda ever made?
No, Serge is an Armenian name.
Really?
So yeah, it's S-E-R-J.
So Armenians came up with a name based on a soda
Serge. Oh, yeah. No, Serge. It's
stop
not
being racist.
Serge. It's Serge.
Serge.
Oh, you spell it differently?
Yeah, it's S-E-R-J.
That's not as cool. Not as cool.
Well, Carlos, God damn it, I don't care what you think about his name related to a soft drink.
And everybody knows that the best Serge-related soda is Tantrum anyway.
I don't know what that is.
From How I Met Your Mother?
Tantrum.
Why is a grown man throwing a tantrum?
What was this song you wanted me to play? Falling in Reverse?
Falling in Reverse, the song is, let's go with Raised by Wolves.
Carlos would like this song because I believe he might have been raised by wolves.
Just one wolf.
Raised by aliens.
A wolf, not wolves. Singular tense.
It's way different.
It's really different when you're raised by one wolf as compared to a whole tribe of wolves.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well chosen. Wait. This is a.
This guy was from. This guy.
This
was
is like, Ronnie Radke, right?
I think
he was in Escape the Fate.
Yeah, and like he went to jail.
Yes.
And so they replaced him.
Yep.
And this album was like what he released after he got out.
Yes.
And like he's like of course pissed off.
I recognize it now. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's kind of his fault. You go to prison for 4 years, you get replaced.
Well, like, but the thing is, like, they replace him with somebody that sounds just like him and actually, like, looks just like him.
Yeah. Was, well, they replaced him with Bo. I know it's Bo something.
So he has, like, in one of the songs, like, he mentions, like, how, like, just, like, he rips on the fact that they replaced him with somebody who, like, gets their hair done. When they go get their hair done, they bring a picture of him.
I guess now it's Craig Mabbitt that's in Escape the Fate. But Bo Bocan was the... Oh, no, it's not Bo. Okay, Bo Bocan, I was thinking, replaced Craig Mabbitt when he left Bless the Fall to go join Escape the Fate. That's where I got that.
Speaking of post-hardcore music, I actually just recently found out that Skrillex, the dubstep DJ, was in...
I know what you're going to say.
...a post-hardcore band called From First to
he
Last.
He sure was. I
Can
love
Can we hear something from them? Because I was surprised to hear this because I thought Skrillex was...
I don't call him Skrillex because I remember him from First to Last.
You call him whatever his real name is? Steve?
No, it's Sonny Moore.
Sonny Moore.
Real name.
That's pretty good.
Ride the Wings of Pestilence is a pretty notable one from them. The singer is Skrillex.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I didn't figure you would.
No. I just wanted to know what it sounded like. I figured this is a good venue to bring that up. Yeah, no. No, oh, no. No, stop
I
it.
Love it.
Stop
I love it.
It.
I'm going to play something else by them. No. This one's called Waltz Moore. He's a very depressed dude when he was in this band.
Yeah, it's pretty good too. I like it.
I like it a lot. Yeah.
Like I really, I try to like listen to different things. Like try to expand. I try not to stick with like one category. Like granted, when I'm at work, I listen to classic rock because that way I'm gonna not be disappointed.
Sure.
Yeah.
But,
yeah. Less skips on your Pandora playlist.
Oh yeah, and I sometimes even listen to like some electronic this band called Archive.
I know Archive.
Yeah, I first came across it because like they were using like this game called they're working on this. There's this game being worked on called Cyberspace or something like that. Or no, it's Cyberspace. I can't remember. But they used the song Bullets off of one of their albums, and like Bullets from Archive is just great. I like that song. If you can find it,
Bullets from Archive.
I like the whole the whole album was like it's different. Like each like some of the songs are like 10 minutes long, and some of them aren't. Of course, 10 minutes.
Here's
long.
Something. Is this it?
Yeah, and it picks up then too, but
I'm sure it does. They're probably not going to get it.
Yeah. But it was like a great opening for like getting somebody pumped for Cyberpunk 2077, or whatever the name of the game is.
Okay.
Which is like a game that's like still way out in development. Oh, it's being worked on by CD Projekt, the people who did
Yeah, The Witchers. Okay.
Yeah, so like that's nice. That's another thing.
Oh, dude, those guys make great fucking games. Like, I remember reading about that actually because they were kind of doing that one while they're doing The Witcher 3. The Witcher 3 is obviously like going to be, well, we're getting too much into video games, but it's one to look for.
Honestly, you could probably do a whole episode of, I guess not this show, but Soundwave, just on like music that's been used to promote games and movies. And, like just how like that could has influenced things.
That leads me to a question for you guys.
Yes.
Has there ever been like a reference in a movie or a TV show or anything like that when like you're like, hey, that's one of my favorite bands, and hooray, I feel awesome because people that make movies and TV shows know my favorite band.
I don't think so. No. I don't. There's not a lot of post-hardcore.
No, probably not. Right.
That stuff.
Granted, like when I listen to Supernatural, it's like, all right, I know this song.
I just thought of that because I was watching Parks and Recreation. And Aubrey Plaza, her name April on the show, they make a reference to her listening to The Smiths, and everybody's like, "Well, no wonder she's so sad and miserable." And I was like, "Yeah, The Smiths make you sad and miserable because that's one of my personal favorite bands." So I thought that was pretty cool.
I
plus that girl's really fucking hot.
fucking hot.
Oh my god.
And she just does plays a great straight
man. Oh my god, yeah, dude, she's so deadpan. Like, if there was one character from a TV show that I would want to date, it would be a girl like her, dude. She's so cool.
So, I'm going to play one more thing that I've been listening to. Carlos, do you listen to Senses Fail?
No, I did not.
Well, I think you might like it.
All right.
I'm going to show
Senses
you a little
Fail
something.
All right.
This isn't the one that I wanted. Sorry. Right. This song's called Irony of Dying on Your Birthday. Nope, that's not the one. I love the vocal line.
So I'm assuming that they did not smell like a rose on their birthday deathbed.
No.
No?
Nice Seal reference. Thumbs up.
Who, what band was that?
That's Seal.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Maybe I heard like a rock version of
He's
it.
He's thinking
then.
Of the cover. No.
Yeah. I would have heard a cover
Wait,
of it.
No,
then.
Are you talking about...
Oh, no, you're thinking of Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Really, I'm not...
Kiss from a Rose from a Grave is what I was thinking of from Batman.
Yeah, that's completely different.
I was on both sides of that. It was like, no, he's thinking of Seal, and then I'm like, no, wait, he's thinking of a different song.
Just somebody gave me on my birthday deathbed. You know how he achieves that sound in that song when he's like doing those lines where it sounds just like real great?
Does he punch himself in the throat first?
No, he uses a megaphone when he's in the microphone.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that makes sense.
That's a lot of his kind of different sound in all the songs and live performances comes from singing into a megaphone into the microphone.
Yeah,
that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
That's cool stuff.
He stole that from Howard Stern, by the way, Baba Booey.
From Howard Stern?
Yeah, Howard Stern does it a lot.
On his show?
Howard Stern does a lot of weird shit, though.
Oh, yeah. Haven't you ever heard Mama Lick a Boom Boom Day?
No.
Oh, man. You need to watch the Howard Stern movie.
I'm not in a hurry to do that.
What? That's a classic American film right there, man.
If you say so.
I watched it.
Seriously, if you haven't seen it, it's a good
movie. I think I watched that movie, or I watched like a documentary of him, but it was him like playing himself.
Yeah.
As... even though he looks way older than he did when he was that age.
Yeah, when he goes into college, it's like, well, yeah. And he even tells the audience, like, he's 40. Like, don't mind like how old I look while I'm in college because this is a movie, suspension of disbelief.
Okay, so yeah, that is the one I watched.
Yeah, I have
like listened to him, his like, because he did like this radio show or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And then like they would air like actually like video recording, like they'd put it on, like it was like a TV show then or something. Like,
yeah, yeah.
It was basically a radio show, and like, oh, you could just watch it on TV. Yeah, I don't know what channel was it, MTV
or
something?
E. He started on E. All
right.
Okay.
And then he went to another station.
I wasn't that drawn to it, but I ended up like watching a couple episodes just because.
Yeah, yeah. That's goofy shit every once in a while.
Yeah.
Good stuff. Yeah. A lot of good live music performances have come off his show too. Like I think I brought this up before on Bandwagon, Foo Fighters, when they did the acoustic version of
Everlong.
The acoustic version of Everlong comes from that show.
The acoustic version of Everlong is fantastic.
Dude, it's haunting.
It is really good.
Oh, yeah.
I like Foo Fighters a lot, and like I like their acoustic performances too.
Yeah, dude, like you could probably find it on YouTube. Look it up. Like when he actually does like the real live performance from that show is fucking beautiful.
What was the last Foo Fighters album? It was
we found the video of it on Bandwagon.
I think we did. Yeah, because we talked
couple,
about
couple.
It.
Well, I guess quite a few episodes.
What was the last album from Foo Fighters? What was that? What was that? Shoot, I'm drawing a blank. What the name of the album was?
What?
Is the last album from Foo Fighters. It was the one after Echoes, Silence, Patience, and Grace, which is a great album. But I'm drawing a blank of what it was.
I know what you're talking about. It has
Wasting
all the
Light.
Funny shit.
Wasting Light, right? Is that the album?
Yes.
All right. Yeah, I think they were on Letterman or something, and like they played the whole CD. Sound just like if you're listening to the...
Yeah.
Listen to off the CD because like it's great because they when they perform it sounds just like
yeah. They're one of those bands that aren't just like a studio band or yeah. a live performance.
Well, yeah,
they're all around
very skilled.
Yeah,
there are very few bands that still like. I know there are some bands that will go into the studio and be like, okay, we're not going to add anything that we can't do on
yeah.
stage.
Oh yeah.
And Foo Fighters is one of them. There's another one I can't remember that I like a lot.
I might be wrong here, but I think it was like something like Kurt Cobain, like back in the, like he also thought that way.
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah. Kurt Cobain was a huge proponent actually.
Yeah, I think Nirvana's music. Overrated. All right,
I think it's awful.
I can't really think of a really very many Nirvana songs that I could listen to more than once
at the time. Like what they were doing. It was needed at the time, but
well,
I think
you see, that's the thing.
There's better grunge bands.
You see, that's why
I could listen to way more Mudhoney.
Like
Mudhoney or Pearl Jam or yeah. Government Mule.
Like honestly, I grew up after like Nirvana was like after Kurt
yeah.
Cobain had like,
well, yeah,
died.
Dude, I was 10 years old when Cobain died. So I mean,
I'm five and I wasn't. Even
I was
listening.
Two.
So like
was I even two? I think I might have been one.
So I did not see any impact from Nirvana at all. It's like, oh, I just start hearing stuff and I start hearing Nirvana songs and oh, this sounds a lot like everything else.
I mean, I just
like, so like I didn't see the impact.
I can say that I would dislike Nirvana less if everyone would calm down about them.
Yeah.
Because it's like they weren't the only guys playing grunge. And so many people are like,
no, there's
man, they were like yeah. a pioneer band. No, they weren't.
No.
They did something well enough, I guess, yeah. to get signed. They were the first one really in the public eye.
Yeah.
But they weren't the first.
Well, that's what
which
it
is
was
why
too,
I maintain that they're overrated.
Exactly. Yeah. Oh, they definitely are. And I don't know, maybe my entire life growing up hearing this shitty singer be so overrated has just caused me to dislike them more.
If you ask me, as somebody that was around growing up at the time, I mean, obviously a 5-year-old's music taste isn't really going to be, you know, not much. Their songs that aren't on the radio are much better than the ones that are, especially like their punk, like just straight
yeah,
up.
Yeah,
like,
I've heard quite a few.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know, they're really, really good songs.
Still rather listen to Mudhoney.
Yeah, Mudhoney.
You don't know
listen to Government Mule. I made that suggestion
that.
For you. I don't think you ever listened to Government Mule.
You showed me it.
Yeah, did I? Yeah, that's a. That's
but
a
I don't think I can find
too.
Government Mule on the.
Yeah, good luck.
Fucking shit, you know. Goddamn. Also, I can't find Mudhoney on Amazon.
Maybe they don't exist.
Well, Carlos, did you ever see? Was it Black Sheep? Black Sheep.
Oh, with the
Chris Farley?
Yeah, I've seen that.
The band playing Rock the Vote before he goes on stage is Mudhoney.
It's been so long, I don't remember that part at all.
Stacks and stacks and racks on racks.
No, I'm just drawing. I saw it once.
I'm going to fucking find it for you and show it to you right now.
I was like 9 when I saw that movie.
I'm gonna show it to you.
Oh, 2 points. Are you going to go find it?
I'm working on it right now. fuck. Here we go. I got it for you. I'm going to skip ahead.
Turn it up.
I'm turning it up. Whoa, shit.
No, more. Turn it up more.
This is Mudhoney. Very grunge.
Was that one fake documentary for a band that like it was a like it became really popular and like it'd be like turn it up to 11.
Oh, that's
I'm trying to.
Yeah, that's a shit. I should know that one just right off the top of my head. It's on the tip of my tongue.
I know what you're talking about.
And they only want the they don't want any green M&Ms in their what is that, dude? Turn it up to Spinal Tap.
I never saw Spinal Tap.
I just found it.
I've never seen Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap's funny.
It's a good movie. I've heard. I really want to get around to watching it someday, but that's a show that I've just usually it goes on like the Netflix watch later list, and I never actually get around to watching it.
No, you
it
should
later.
Watch it, dude. It's funny. It's funny
good.
As hell.
Yeah, I think we're done with the show.
Yeah.
Are we done with the show?
I think so.
So should we just say like goodbye to Bandwagon? Should we have a tribute?
Well,
what was your favorite moment from when we were recording Bandwagon? What did you like the most?
Well, I mean, we haven't been doing it that long.
I'm gonna have to say,
oh, it was a long, long time ago.
I like the showdown that we had on New Year's Eve when we were just
oh, that was fun. Yeah,
you know, that was our first
episode.
Yeah,
of Bandwagon.
Yeah, and now 3 months later, we're done.
Yeah,
really. Well, I did not like that episode. So
I also like.
Well, that's because you didn't like the Dropkick Murphys won everything, which I'm kind of on board with. Kind of on board with.
Well, I'm still pissed that Pearl Jam lost, but you know, hey. Screw you guys.
It is what it is.
I would have taken Pearl Jam over Dropkick Murphys.
We did actually pick the worst songs of the year and stuff like that. We did that pretty well, yeah. Everything else was heated.
Gunfight was the worst song of 2013.
It was a heated debate.
What was the other one that was one of the worst songs for the year that... Wrecking Ball?
Yeah, Miley Cyrus or
well,
something like that.
I don't think it was that bad.
I think one that we missed was... What was that song we missed?
Was it Kanye or something like that? Like a week later, we were like, why didn't we have this song on there?
It wasn't Kanye. It was, Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah, Dennis Rodman. Yeah, I'm Dennis Rodman. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, my God.
That sounds awesome, right? Well,
you didn't hear it?
Play that for the audience,
Rick. I'm going to play that for the audience, and then we're going to leave.
That should be our outro for
now. It's North Korea's new anthem.
Oh, God. Oh, God, it probably would be, too. I'm Dennis Rodman, shooting baskets in fucking hoes. I'm Dennis Rodman.
Everybody with internet connection in North Korea has the song, so like five people.
See, yeah, so great. Five or six. 0.0009% of the population in North Korea has access to the internet.
But they all know who he is. He's probably on their flag.
He probably is now.
Kim Jong-un
was like, let's put Dennis Rodman on the flag because he's great.
Where did he go?
That is not at all.
That's Indian.
Yeah, that's not even close.
I can't find it.
Well, how do you know what Kim Jong-un sounds like, you communist?
Well, he sounds like a communist. That's pretty obvious right there.
Da, comrade.
Probably a little closer, yeah. Because they're right
next communist,
to...
yeah.
Right in the China-Russia area. So sure.
Aw, me Reiki, Dennis Rodman.
That's racist.
I don't... fuck, man.
This is not Department of Offense.
Ham.
Rick is having a hard time finding...
Well, I can't find it now. I don't know what happened to it.
They probably took it off the internet because it was so horrible.
Because it got too many
hits. Is this it? I don't know if it is.
I'm Dennis Rodman. Just play it.
I'm playing it, but I'm not sure that this
Can't you do
it.
A search for a Dennis Rodman song?
Yeah, this is it.
Yep, this is it. She had a super red and then she turned it money green. Bread squatting 17, that's that money team. Bad jump like trampoline in my Billie Jean. Trying around smoking on steak. Switch your hair up like a rock band. Your hair matching my drink. I'ma need you in the whole paint. Is he thinking about his like dream girl who changes her hair as often as he does?
Yep.
Yes. Well,
that's hilarious.
It's not actually Dennis Rodman.
What?
No, it's a song called Dennis Rodman by Migos, Feet Goosey Mane.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, this guy is a fucking stupid looking dude, too. But,
well, anybody that makes music like this is stupid looking, in my opinion. So.
It's all auto-tuned.
Yeah.
He's not singing.
And then millions of people think that Gucci Mane is, like, very talented. But,
you know. Oh, man. All right. We're done with it.
I guess it's time to play the outro music. And
I guess we
Let's
better.
Let's decide on outro for our last show. I think the song should be The Never-Ending Story.
It's already been figured out.
Oh, has it?
I won. I called the dibs on it.
Here comes our outro.
Yeah. And I guess this is it.
This is not a good outro song.
It's nice what we chose.
It's nice and sad. What are you talking about?
It is sad. Yeah, okay. That's right.
Well, I still vote for The Never-Ending Story.
So it's not going to get played. Suck a dick.
Play this after that.
We're doing the outro now?
After this outro.
Hey.
This is the outro.
Roll the outro.
Okay.
Rolling credits.
Click.
This is the last episode of Bandwagon. And if you have any feedback on this episode or any other episode, we'll be switching to Soundwave next week. You can always contact us at feedback@blindninjastudios.com. You can also contact us on the Twitter, and that's
blind_ninja
@blind_ninja. You can also look for us on Facebook. That's Blind Ninja Studios Facebook page. Facebook.com/blindninjastudios, at least. And you can like us on there, which would be awesome because you should. And then also we're on the YouTube. You can find Blind Ninja Studios on the YouTube if you search, but you'll find our channel. And there's all kinds of really cool stuff in there.
Yep.
And more to come.
More to come.
Secret projects and all
Secret
kinds of shit.
Project.
You it'll make you erect.
You'll
I'm not gonna lie.
Get a raging boner.
You
for
will.
Our new upcoming.
You program. Will.
And if you're a girl, you'll get a girl boner.
You're still getting a boner. You're gonna grow a dick and get a boner.
Yeah. Your girl dick's gonna get a boner.
No, she's gonna grow a dick and get a boner. So I mean, you know, it's just something you have to face. But you're gonna like it. You're gonna
Whatever.
Be happy with it.
Whatever. You're gonna like it.
So, yeah, you can always, you know, contact us, ask us questions, do all kinds of shit. Get a hold of us. Let us know what you like, what you don't like. Tell us to fuck ourselves. Who cares? Just get a hold of us. Watch our stuff. Listen. Check out Soundwave, which we'll be coming out with, like, next week or the week after.
Next week, we will have a good Soundwave show.
Hopefully.
It won't be so free fun.
We can't promise.
But
because we're going to work on it and make it good. So it
That's
might be the week after, but for sure within the next 2 weeks, we'll have a new Soundwave out and we'll be booting that back up. And from all of us here at Blind Ninja Studios,
this is coming from Stu and the Wild Man.
This is Stu. We hope you guys have a really fantastic night.
And the Wild Man says, yeah, you have that fantastic
Carlos,
night.
Where's your personality?
I don't have one.
God damn it, where's your
personality? Stu, the Wild Man, and Carlos,
who has no personality.
All right, and we'll see you guys all of the next week.
Adios.
Except not on Bandwagon.
Well, not here. No, not on Bandwagon.
No.
We'll see you in the future.
In the future.
Later. I defaulted.
Default.
I fucked up.
Future.
We'll see you guys again on different shows.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Understand, you've been running from the man that goes by the name of the Sandman. He flies the sky like an eagle in the eye. Was it perfect timing, Bandwagon?